Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. I'm trying, G.
I can't dance.
I know, girl. Listen.
I like your vibes, though.
I drank the coffee really fast. I also had to take one single Excedrin because I do have a headache. And so I think the caffeine is, you know what I mean?
Okay, I like
caffeine
that.
Caffeine is pumping me up. And we got to have a little caffeine in the system. We got to keep it rolling, keep it moving. It's been a crazy week. It's been a wild week, wild time. Vibes are bad. But you know what? We're trying to keep them good for the pod. We'll keep them good for the Swifties, for our Taylor Watch audience. We love everybody. We love Taylor Swift. We love each other. And that's that. Right?
Well, no. I actually have a lot more to say.
Well,
than
no, I know. We can get into it. We can get into it more. But just to start off the bat with I love you. General I love you. And everything.
Positive vibes only.
Positive vibes before the negative vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and you know, to make matters worse, no concert this weekend.
Yeah.
No concert
Nothing
this weekend.
To distract
She's got
us.
The week off. Well deserved. But that just means that you have more time to plan to head to your next show, which will be in Toronto. 6 shows she's doing in Toronto. And where can you get tickets last minute, Gia?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
Game time, as always, hooking everybody up with the best last minute ticket deals, especially for Taylor Swift. Shout out to Game Time. Of course, we got to go to our Miami show because of Game Time. Now they're our number one bestie on the pod right now.
Yep.
And we're just trying to spread the good word, okay? Game Time is the shit. And they've helped out a lot of Swifties. We've gotten messages and calls and DMs and everything about it. And of course, we've experienced it firsthand. It's a fabulous outlet, and we're lucky to have them, and they're lucky to have us.
Yeah, oh, so true, honestly.
So true.
But yeah, you guys know how much we love Game Time. We couldn't have gone to the concert without Game Time, and they are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports.
Yes.
With their new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT pick setting at the top of the page, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game Time.
Woo, woo.
Also, too, if you're bored this weekend, go on to Game Time and get tickets to a show. They have lots of people never talk about that. Like, obviously, concerts and sporting events or whatever, but also plays. Like, you can get tickets to plays and things on Game Time.
I want to see Wicked
so
before Wicked movie comes out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which I don't know if I'll be able to do, but with Game Time, I might be.
When I went to the last time I saw Wicked, which was like last year, maybe around this time, maybe not even a full year ago, I got my tickets through Game Time. No bullshit.
Hell yeah.
And Charles, when Charles was in town.
Ooh, love Charles.
So yes. But yeah, all right. So, you know, we have had... It's been a wild week in the real world outside of Taylor Swift. Obviously, the election was this week. We can, you know, we can talk about it as much or as little as we want to. I think it's, you know, Trump's the president. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. there's two things.
For those who think it sucks. For those who don't, then, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you.
There was just two things I really wanted to touch on, just because they've just been on my mind.
Touch on them, girl.
One is the response to Trump winning. Has made me even more scared for this country than I realized.
It's very gloating.
It's very gloating. It's the tweets and DMs and shit and comments I have been getting on my page solely just for being like, oh man, like this stinks.
I know. You can't even make a joke.
No,
make a joke. I tried to make a joke and was like, the Barbie movie did nothing. And everyone was like, give me your liberal tears.
No,
bitch, chill.
It's crazy. And
I'm just trying to have fun.
No, exactly. Yeah. Like trying to make a joke out of like a very scary situation. Mm-hmm. And like, I think obviously you could tell from the polls or whatever, a lot of men who voted for Trump were like 18 to 25, like Gen Z, like my age people, which just sucks to hear because I really thought that like men were really getting somewhere with like mental health and being yourself and toxic masculinity. And it just feels
who's doing that? Millennials. Millennial men.
Like
they're finally coming around. But then it's because we've millennials have been like beaten down. So we're all like, let's just feel good about each other and let's feel nice. But
it's
yeah.
just and I feel like the people that have platforms these days, like Aiden Ross, Joe Rogan, whatever, are brainwashing these people. And it's so scary. Because, you know, you can't even have a conversation. You can't even, like, I see your side, you see mine, like, whatever. It's just, like, you're disgusting. You're fucking dumb. Your body, my choice. Like,
I hate
fuck
that
you.
Shit. Well, I discovered, I shared it. I think you shared it, too, as how I saw it. That fucking, I don't know that guy, Nick Fuentes, whatever.
And he spoke at a Trump rally.
Right. He spoke at a Trump rally, had dinner with Trump.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, no, they don't. He got kicked out of the RNC, whatever. I don't know who that guy is or what his fucking deal is, but I'm telling you right now that he is a reflection of a large group on the internet. Yeah. And that's what's scary about
that's
it.
That's
like,
what's
see
scary.
People like that. And you're like, what the literal fuck? Like,
yeah.
It's not. And it's so hard to figure out who is just hamming it up and doing crazy things for clicks and views online. We've talked about this ad nauseum.
Yeah, like rage baiting.
Right? Like
and shit.
Rage
yeah.
baiting, right?
Yeah.
Which is a term that I never knew about until like this year. Like, I just, it's a perfect way to describe what it is, but rage baiting. And so you can't tell, but then there are people who are impressionable. Like this 18 to 25 year old group that see it and they start getting like galvanized or radicalized or however else you want to say it. And, you know, time will tell as to what happens to these people and how things end up and whatever. But I guess the flippant way in which everybody acts about it is what's upsetting. It's like, why are you... You know, why do you harass people online because something didn't go the way they hoped
yeah,
it would.
Exactly. Like you fuckers know? Literally stormed the Capitol when you guys lost. Like, God forbid, like women cry after not seeing a woman get elected president for the second fucking time in a row.
Getting blown out of the water.
That was one of my things I want to talk about. Yeah. The next one was something similar to what you're just saying. Mm-hmm. To everyone out there that's like, oh, you overreacting, you know, you'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, your rights aren't being taken away. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. I really, like, there's nothing you can say to that besides like, okay, like, you will know what you voted for in the next coming years.
For
like,
sure. And
if nothing happens, then I'll eat crow.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I'm in total, complete agreement with you on that because it is. It's out of our control now. It's out of everybody's control. It's, you know, and people, I think, have been given the illusion that they have control. And everybody kind of jumped on, you know, the Democrat side of things. And they're like, they're trying to control us. They're doing this. They're doing that. But in reality, it's like you were just sold a different kind of control. Like you were.
I don't think people realize.
They don't know. Like,
I don't think people realize.
There's brainwashing on both sides, and I think that you know one just did it better than the other. And again, we'll see truly what happens. I think the problem that I am having a hard time with, which I know you agree, is like we care about ourselves, but we also care about other people and we care about the future and we care about whatever. And that's what's upsetting to me. Like, you know, I'll never leave New York. I'm not worried about New York. We're lucky to live in New York.
Yeah.
But so that's fine. Whatever. But, you know, you think about people that don't live in New York or you think about people that have different lives and different good things, bad things happen to them, whatever. And you just never want someone to go through an experience that you went through and, you know, you were able to get through that experience without any issues versus being somewhere else having that same experience where you run into all these issues.
Or you could literally go to jail for.
Right. Yeah. For, you know, it's a strange time. And I don't know, like maybe I've been in New York for too long. Like, I feel like I travel all the time. I'm all over the place, but I don't go to the middle of the country very often. I'm not friends with people like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be, but then you kind of see how people think and talk and act and you're just so, you don't understand
it's jarring.
And I guess it's just something that I don't and won't understand. And we won't until, you know, we see.
Yeah, that's a huge point that people make. Like, oh, you live in New York, you're fine. Like, why are you freaking out? It's because, like, I have friends that live in other states.
I don't know, because I have compassion for the world, for people. Like, what's wrong with that?
When you're voting for the president, like, you're voting for your country. Like, you're not just voting for yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's it is a very scary thing. And yeah, like with the Plan B tour, I was able to go to like these random fucking states that I just never would go to. Mississippi, you know, St. Louis, like all these areas. And it did open my eyes, like, because you really do live in such a bubble in New York. Like, for it's sure. just like, I just don't understand how people think like that. And it's like, well, yeah, because these people like don't even have schools. Like,
that's
they
true.
Don't
yeah,
even have like fucking teachers. Like, right. Their public schools are pretty much non-existent. Mm-hmm. And it shows in the polls as well, because it's like a lot of these voters are uneducated, non-college educated voters, which is fine. But like, I think it shows the divide.
For sure. Right. I feel like people could come together and speak and understand on a level, like everybody on the same level, but we just haven't found what that level is. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's animosity for, like, you know, if you are quote unquote educated, it's like you have this feeling of, oh, you're uneducated, you don't understand. And then if you are quote unquote uneducated, you look at these other people and you're like, you're on a moral high ground, moral superiority and whatever. And it's, everyone's thinking the worst of each other all the time. Yeah. And I think that, you know, and that's been a slow burn forever.
I just when it was just Democrat, Republican. Like, now I think there's even like there's Democrat, Republican, and then there's like Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And then there's like the other side of like Democrat.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like
ultra lib. Yeah. Like, I don't even know. Like, yeah. So,
like freak shit.
Yeah.
You know what I watch? I forget. I'm sure we didn't talk about it here, but couple weeks ago, maybe, I watched a clip from the debate between Obama and Mitt Romney. Mm. And it was, and I like Mitt Romney a lot, but the debate was so pleasant, and I felt like smart afterwards. I was like, wow, this is like, what a discussion of the world and politics. They were so respectful of each other. It was productive.
Yeah.
Like each of them would talk about, you know, whatever was going on, and they'd be like, great points on that, by the way.
And
but
they
I'd
would
like
even
to
sometimes
add,
agree.
Like, completely. Yeah. And it was honestly really nice to see. And I was like, wow, what a cool thing.
There's
and
a clip
it's just
of-
been so long since that's been, you know, that was politics for me, like,
yeah,
majority of my life.
Yeah.
And so now, since Trump came on the scene, whatever, 2016, it's only been Trump. Like, that's all anybody fucking talks about. I'm just sick of hearing about him.
He was on the ballot when I graduated high school. Yeah. He was on the ballot when I graduated college. Mm-hmm. And I'm 25, almost 26 years old, and he's on the ballot again. Like,
it's just so much of him. Like,
It's just too much of him. And
I feel like I'm being held hostage by his ego.
Someone made a really funny TikTok. He's not even hot. Like Mitt Romney,
Trump?
Like,
oh, yeah.
At least
no,
he's
no, no.
hot.
Dude, Trump,
like, Trump is
the
ugly.
Situation. I know everybody's
so is
like,
J.D. Vance.
Dude, J.D. Vance. I can't.
He's so ugly. Like,
everyone
you can't say J.D. Vance is hot. You can't say Trump is hot. So, like, what?
I can't talk about J.D. Vance because he looks a lot like one of my ex-boyfriends. Like, so much. Like, so much. And it makes me sick. Like, I can't believe it. But, so I can't talk like that. But, I mean, you know, I hate that guy now, so it makes sense. But the energy change on J.D. Vance is something I don't understand. Also, I know we're talking about politics so long, but I swear to God, we'll start talking about Taylor Swift soon. But he was such a fucking troll piece of shit.
And he hated Trump.
Hated Trump.
Yeah.
Also hated women. He's the one that called everybody childless cat, crazy childless cat lady. Like, all that fucking shit. And then all of a sudden, he went to the VP debate and was like, oh, I'm Mr. Cool. I'm Mr. Chill. I went to a high state. I can drink. I can go on Theo Von. Fuck Theo Von, by the way. I don't like Theo Von. I'm not a fan of him. I never was. I just think he's another one that, like, it's him. It's Joe Rogan. It's, you know, that, like, group of people.
Like, idiot streamers like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Aiden,
like,
Ross.
Those, like, guys who, it's like, what are you, I think what it is that these guys get in the room and they like the power, like the perceived power that guys like Trump or J.D. Vance or whoever have, and they come in and they all just like puff each other up like they're all the most powerful people in the world. I mean, Dana fucking White was on the stage thanking people for, you know, helping with Trump's campaign. Elon Musk he's playing with toys and he's like, Ma, Trump, I've got dark gothic MAGA hat on. Like,
how,
are you fucking crazy?
How do, like, people like Elon Musk? Like,
dude, I used to like Elon Musk. I thought he was cool and innovative and looking for the future. I was like, wow, he's always thinking about space. He's a good guy to have around. And now I'm kind of like, all right, you're obsessed with American politics and you're not even involved.
Yeah, so, like fuck off. Africa. Yeah.
So why are you meddling so much? And like, I don't know. Like he's so involved. And I saw a tweet that was like, I don't want to vote for Trump. Like, I don't like Kamala, but I'm voting for her just because I think Elon Musk being that close to the White House is like detrimental to society. Like that's a crazy thing. And I honestly agreed. I was like, that's fucking
he's turned
nuts.
Twitter into just a right wing propaganda crazy. Website. Like
I don't feel I like hate Twitter now. Like it sucks because I really like Twitter's my favorite one, or it always was my favorite one. And now, you know, it started becoming trash. You could still weed out the bad people and have fun, but now it's no
I'm
fun.
Like, why am I getting fucking like Marjorie Taylor Greene on my fucking For You page on Twitter? Like,
please.
There's nothing in this world that's ever, due to my algorithm, has ever been like, oh yeah, I want to see this on my page.
Never in a million years. But yeah, it is bizarre. But I would say, like, you know, like, and this is how we talked about this a little bit ago when he won the first time. Remember, I was talking about how I was at the New Yorker and I came in and everybody was wearing black and it was like a really dramatic day. And it was like, you know,
I mean, I cried on Tuesday night. Yeah.
I'm laughing only because it's like, everybody's people express their upset in different ways.
Yeah.
And I remember that time and how everybody felt. And eventually, you know, in a few weeks or something, we'll all kind of have this feeling of like, you know what? Again, it's out of our control. Mm. It's like almost like a shared bond trauma misery thing that helps people start to eventually feel better about it. And I think that will, you know, it will come. It will be fine. But yeah, time will really tell. Long term is more what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Like in the next 4 years, we'll probably be fine. But in the next 8 years, I can't say the same. You know what I mean? Or even in, I don't know.
We'll see. We will see. Like, it's scary to think about, like, with the Supreme Court. Like,
that's what I'm worried
about. And the Senate and the House all being Republican. And, like, yeah, just, it would be different if it was Trump president. Maybe, like, the House was Democrat or, like, the Senate was Democrat. You know, there's some mix-up. But, yeah, just having every single part of the government be on one side of the political spectrum sucks. Yeah. So, yeah.
And it's all very extreme, I think, is what people are worried about. So, hopefully, the, like, feelings that it will be so extreme. Like, maybe some of these people will surprise us. Maybe they'll go in there, they'll act extreme at first, but then ultimately, like, you know. I like to still keep a little faith that there are people around to, like, behind closed doors be like, okay, come on, be fucking for real.
Yeah.
A little bit on something, you know what I mean? Like, they can't let everything, like, they can't just topple desks over and say, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, they can't do that. Like, that's just, it's just crazy. So, but yeah, so stressful time for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody did their best. I think, you know, we said it even when Taylor was endorsing that the celebrity endorsements obviously don't hold.
Yeah, people are being so annoying about that, too. They're like, your girl Taylor Swift has no pull, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, she was being harassed to say something, and then she said something, and now you can't win either way. But I think that, like, in a good way, that the celebrity endorsements weren't really holding weight, because I do think it's kind of crazy to, like, vote just because your favorite celebrity says to.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, it's interesting how people really just don't give a fuck what celebrities say anymore. Like, that's when it comes to that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, I said it. I said, don't do what celebrities do. Do what you think is right for you and for your family, your life, your future, whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, that's that, I guess.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? No, literally, that's just, that's the worst feeling, too, is just, like, feeling like, you know, like, well, I guess we're just, it's a little hopeless now, and just up to.
I think it's a strange thing, because I'm not a super political person to begin with.
Yeah.
The only reason I feel that I've got a little riled up this election cycle was obviously the, like, women's reproductive rights. Like, whenever women are involved, I start being excuse me? Like, because, you know, I'm a woman. And, but what I think is sad, or what people are feeling, women are feeling specifically, is that they're, you know, being ignored again, or kind of pushed to the side again. And I think that is just, whether, you know, that's another thing, like, time will tell what actually happens with that. But,
and the crazy thing is, like, it's not even, like, yeah, of course, it was, like, 18, 25-year-old men, like, Latino men, and also, like, white women.
No, well, that's,
like,
this
no one hates women more than white women.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's literally what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, women feel this way, and they feel like they've been discounted or whatever, but women are, like, just as guilty. Like, it's just Men hate women and women. Nobody hates women more than women. Yeah. That's a fact. Like, it's we've joked about it, but it is true. Like, I don't know. Cause I'll be very honest. When I was younger and like when I was in college, I went to college down south. I've talked about this before. And that was my first time experiencing like a different part of the country. And I'm very glad that I did it and went to school down there because I know how North Carolina works at the very least.
Yeah.
And, I ran out of there as quick as I could and ran back to New York. But like, I know how it is. But while you're there and when you're in the middle of it, you kind of assimilate, you know, you just become like you want to fit in. So you're just like, oh, I'm like everybody else. And I was, you know, there were times I think back, it's like I was a bitch to other girls. Like I was not the kind of person that I am now where it's like lift everybody up, be cool.
Yeah.
I had tons of girlfriends. Like I was never like that. But if there was an opportunity to like make fun of girls because the guy said so, I was all in it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And that to me is gross. Like now is gross. But I feel like there are a lot of women who never grew out of that. And
totally.
That's what is tough to watch.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's just like,
adult women too. Yeah. I'm not even talking like older than me even. Like 40s. Yeah. Like there are 40-year-old women running around who are like married with 3 kids and they think like, oh, my husband and I, blah, blah, blah. It's like, girl, you've got your own brain.
Have your own brain. Use it.
It just drives me crazy.
Yeah. It's just like, and it's also, if that's the case, like, are we ever going to have a fucking woman president? Like, it feels like we never will at this point. I know.
Although someone made a good point on Twitter too, being like, people were like, there'll never be a woman president. Women can't be in power. It's like every other country, pretty much a woman's in power. Like it's like not every other country, but like a lot large percentage of countries around the world, whether it's prime minister or, you know,
I just don't think we're like progressive enough as a country.
No, I don't think so either. Especially not now.
And it's just like so disheartening. Like,
yeah,
one of my like,
we need,
I just
we need, like,
I,
a bad bitch. Like we need a, did you watch Veep?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So,
like Selena Meyer is literally Kamala Harris. Like if you watch Veep, like you gotta watch it. It's just very funny. It also, I think, makes you feel better about politics in the election because it shows how absurd it all is.
Yeah.
And so I always recommend it to people that are like feeling weird, whatever about it. But Selena Meyer, Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character, like runs for president, doesn't get it, then runs again, but she's running against another woman. And it's this woman, like she ends up becoming president, Montez, but she's just like bad bitch Latina woman, like I think Republican leaning, or they don't ever actually say like what party
is
a part of in Veep, which is why it's so funny. But she's just like this hot like bad bitch played by Andrea Savage, who I love.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of, honestly, the kind of bitch that needs to be woman president. Like like we need someone like that, like maybe even like a super intense like Republican woman that cares about women's rights. Like that I think is the only person that would get elected.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because men have to whatever. But
yeah, it's like almost like we need like a woman that will cater to men to in order, and it's just like
someone
at that point,
like,
is that even
both
a win?
No, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, they need to be placated always.
Yeah.
Fucking,
yeah,
you know, bottle fed by their fucking whatever. Don't get me started. Anyway,
it's really like the just the verbiage and the way that people have reacted after this that have just really made me sad and scared for like the, it's like almost when Trump gets elected, like it allows these people to come out of the woodwork and like think that they can say these like just disgusting things online. And yeah, like I had to put a kid on blast yesterday because,
oh my God, wait, Gia, I'm so glad you brought, I totally forgot about that. I was drinking a glass of wine last night when I was texting you about that.
Like I was just getting so fucking fed up looking through my DMs and my comments.
Gia,
like
I just, I am so pro exposing people on stories and stuff like that send you fucked up messages.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. I don't give a fuck. Like if you are embarrassing enough to send a DM, like I look at all my DMs. Like I really do.
I don't have that many followers. Like
you scroll through them. Like some of them get caught in like the hidden folder.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got to go looking for them. But every once in a while, I'll go look and I'll see, because sometimes people tag us and stuff. Like normal things get caught in there. But also, trolls get caught in there. And but I have no problem exposing a troll. And that fucking troll was a freak to you. And you exposed him. I'm proud of you for that.
Thanks.
And then he later on
emailed me.
Emailed Gia.
Yeah, and was like,
regretted his thoughts. Lied.
My grandparents are getting hate. Like
death threats, he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, death threats.
My grandparents are getting death. Fuck off. No, not, I bet not a single person messaged. And maybe one person in his family was like, look what your son's up to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure. Like, which, you know, love that energy, honestly.
Yeah.
Love that. but no, no one is ever.
It's like the audacity to try to make me feel guilty after you're the one that literally, like, yeah, it's crazy, crazy, crazy like that. Like, you're just upset because you got caught. You're apologetic because you got caught.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, you were getting it pretty bad yesterday, I think. And yeah. It sucks. It sucks that
I blocked so many people. Oh my God, it was insane. I was just blocking.
When what you're trying to say and do.
And I wasn't even like being like, fuck Donald Trump. Like, he sucks. Blah, blah.
No,
I'm just
it didn't
like,
matter.
Like, this stinks. Like, whatever. I'm sad. And people are like, oh, your liberal tears fuel me. Blah, yep. blah, blah. yep, fuck yep. you. Literally, fuck you.
No, it's so annoying. It's
like,
beyond.
If Kamala won, never in a million years would I go seek out Republican people's posts and be like, your Republican tears fuel me. Never. Hold this L. Are you okay? Like,
never.
This isn't a fucking video game. This is real life.
That,
like, this isn't holding an L. Like,
that's
this is
so the thing. It's not a video game. Like, these people, they just don't know. People online, they just don't know.
So frustrating.
They just don't know. Yeah. But all right. Let's move on. We're all riled up.
Yep.
Speaking of people who don't understand how to act in real life, we can touch all the way back on Jason Kelce and his snafu at Penn State.
Yeah.
He spoke about it, one, on right before Monday Night Football, and then also on New Heights yesterday. I would say he gave an apology for letting his anger overtake himself and fighting hate with hate. I am proud of him for not apologizing for, getting mad at this guy, for
smashing the phone.
Because I think that there's no apology needed. I think that he
Travis was like, you were protecting your family.
Travis said Travis is obviously totally on his side.
Yeah.
Everything, love it. Which we, you know, everybody knew he would be. Nothing that whole situation to me is completely okay. Like, there are so few examples of a situation where it's like violence and anger and, you know, snap reactions and whatever that I'm behind. Like, I usually hate that kind of behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually it's like stupid. But in this case, I just don't think that it was stupid at all. And I think that the guy that was instigating and antagonizing and honestly stalking and harassing
is lucky.
Should be fucking ashamed of himself.
Yeah.
And he's lucky. He's not dead right now, honestly, with his skull cracked on the concrete, because what a piece of shit. I saw another video that I didn't see of like it going longer.
Oh, yeah, like, he was like following him for
five
minutes.
And like keep going around the corner, whatever, up in some other person's face being like, call the fucking police, whatever. So that guy, I hope that kid is so embarrassed at Penn State right now. Like, I hope... I need boots on the ground, Penn State.
I know. Like, do we have any Penn State listeners? Like,
if you do,
what's the tea with this
don't
guy?
Don't tell us his name or anything. I don't care about that. I want to know, like, is he getting shit at school?
Yeah, like do people know that it's him?
Do people, there's, like, the video I saw, it's so clearly his face. He's talking to the camera.
Oh, really?
So it's like, clearly,
yeah, people know.
People know you. They, like, it's as if I went up to the camera. It's as clear as day. Like, it's, you know, but, boots on the ground, Penn State.
That's
I'd
like
love
you
to
fucking
know
change your
tone.
Name, like fucking.
No, literally, like
change
I,
schools.
Was he drunk? Like, I want to know the details. So, if we have boots on the ground at Penn State, please let us know. But so anyway, yeah. So Jason's fine.
The
Travis
way he worded
fine.
It was perfectly. Yes. Like, he combated hate with hate, and that's not the way to go about life.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes you let it get the best of you, and you react in a split second, and it could have been way worse the way he reacted. And I think his actions deserved their reaction in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like he said, like I wish I never said that word because then it like, you know, it makes other people think it's okay. And yeah, like you could tell that he felt very guilty, even
Definitely.
Though he shouldn't have. And
embarrassed.
Even on Monday,
he could tell he's
embarrassed.
Like embarrassed.
And
sure.
on Monday night, he seemed like very emotional about
no,
it.
He really
like,
was.
He kind of seemed like he was like
so handsome, by the way.
So handsome.
Did he like get
and
a really,
thin.
No, so thin.
Yeah.
He must have gotten like a good beard trim or something.
Yeah.
Like, he looked amazing.
And I also think it was the first time he was wearing like a good fitted suit. Like
yeah,
he wasn't
true.
Wearing like something silly
yeah,
or like
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was serious. He,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He came to work on Monday. And I also love too that he was saying like, kind of explaining it, fought hate with hate, whatever, and then was like, you know, we don't need to get, people want to hear about football, like, let's get into
yeah,
it,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's like, he's not trying to make it about himself, but he's also not avoiding it. Talked about it at length on New Heights, which is obviously the perfect place for him to discuss it, especially with Travis, who is, you know, inadvertently involved.
Right.
And I just think, you know,
Yeah.
Wipe your hands.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
Like, don't fuck with Jason Kelsey.
Don't
like,
fuck with Jason Kelsey.
Don't fuck with him.
Don't fuck with the Kelseys.
No, literally.
Don't fuck with
yeah.
any of them. Don't fuck with Taylor Swift. Don't fuck with people, how about?
Like, yeah,
just,
no.
Just leave people alone.
No, leave people
Maybe
alone.
Mind your fucking business. Yeah. Like, I swear, I've been saying mind your business my entire fucking life, like, in a way that I just don't understand how people don't know how to mind their fucking business. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's crazy. But yeah, so Jason, of course, was looking fly as hell Monday night. You know who else was looking fly as hell, girl?
Who?
Ooh, Taylor Swift.
Oh.
When she showed up to the game.
Oh, my God. I forgot we didn't even talk about the
I
game.
I know, because it was Monday night.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about
I
that.
I did not even consider that she would go to that game. Like, I didn't even.
Oh, really?
Or maybe we did. Maybe we talked about it weeks ago thinking she would maybe go. But, like, we didn't talk about it on Thursday last week.
Yeah,
like,
no. I totally kind of forgot.
Me, too. In my head, I was like, oh, she's got concerts all weekend. Of course she's not going. But I didn't realize it was a Monday night game. Mm. And also, she has off this week, so why not? She shows up with Andrea.
In a cool-ass vintage jacket. Did you see that girl's TikTok?
Yes.
She said she was the owner of the jacket. She sold it on eBay for like $160.
And she was from Kansas City.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God, Taylor Swift's wearing my old jacket.
Yep.
But that's very cool that... I mean, I don't know if it's Taylor herself that's like scrolling through eBay looking for like these vintage pieces. I'm sure it's like her stylist.
It was
stylist
sent to her
wherever.
Stylist. Like whenever, like the girl was like, I sold the jacket to this person, and she didn't show the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the
yeah.
address or whatever. She's like, I didn't realize, like, I didn't recognize his name. I didn't know that that's Taylor's stylist.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if I had recognized the name, I might have known. But then seeing it, like, when it was purchased and, like, where it went out to California, wherever.
Interesting.
So, like, that's how it got to Taylor. But yeah, it is cool that she makes an effort, or her stylist or whoever makes an effort to like source locally for the like merch
and
stuff.
I think that was my favorite outfit of hers so far.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So cool. There's
cool A Goldie shorts.
Yeah.
You know,
cool
the
boots,
vintage jacket.
Like
cool
cowboy, but like platform cowboy boots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forget who makes them. Oh, you know what? Oh, 11/11. Make a wish.
Okay.
Okay. First. You know what we do have to kind of talk about?
We have a question about that.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right, we'll save it. We'll save it. The boots that she's wearing, let's see. They are Louboutin, of course.
Yeah.
But they're like they're Santia pointed toe knee-high boots.
Love. They were
$2,100.
Okay.
In case you want.
They were very,
super
very
cute.
Yeah,
really
love those.
Like
I like the like modern take on like a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that is like the quintessential cool girl wag outfit,
totally.
Tailgate outfit,
like
cool
shorts,
vintage
high
leather
boots.
Jacket with shorts and high boots, like just chef's kiss,
slice, slice.
Can't go wrong with a cool belt. Like that just is the perfect outfit. And yeah, she looked fabulous, rocking the natural hair.
Yep, always.
Looked amazing. She was with Shariah in the booth.
Shariah in the booth. Andrea's there. Donna's there.
Yeah, she was. It was like. Donna, Taylor, Andrea, which was fun.
Super fun, cute. Andrea and Donna are like sisters. They look like sisters.
Oh, my
sisters.
God, yeah.
Like
they look like
they
cousins.
They look so much alike, yeah.
Andrea was wearing In My Chiefs Era sweater, which
adorable,
was very cute. Yeah.
Adorable. Someone said online that Travis is the real deal because they got Andrea to wear something other than black. She wore red pants.
Yeah, that's
which
funny.
Which I think is so funny. And I had never noticed that she always wears black.
Like, I know, me neither.
But I love wearing black.
Yeah.
So I'm with her
I feel
that.
Like she probably does that to like blend in too.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, they're all there. Jason did go up in the booth
at one point
to say hi to everybody, give everybody hugs, whatever. So that was sweet. Chiefs won.
Thank God.
Again.
In overtime. Yeah.
And so they're still.
Yeah, Taylor was like, that was stressful. Like
yeah,
after.
That was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked that. That was
But
cool.
yeah, I can't believe the Chiefs are fucking 7-0.
It's crazy. They're going, I mean, at this point, right? They're probably going to go to this. Like, they'd have to really fuck up.
They'd
the
have
rest
to really
of the season,
fuck up.
Right?
Well,
it's almost the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Playoffs
like after January. Yeah. Or sorry. December, January-ish.
Right.
Because the Super Bowl's in February.
Right.
Yeah, so it's getting
coming
it's
up.
Getting close.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. Do they play on Thanksgiving? Don't they usually?
There is always a game on Thanksgiving.
Or
I'm
Christmas?
Not sure who's
Christmas
the Thanksgiving
year.
Game this year, though, to be honest.
Let's
Sometimes
see.
It's the Eagles. No, I know the Eagles play the Cowboys next week. What is...
Oh, it says Bears, Lions...
Giants, what day
Cowboys,
is
Dolphins, Packers, November 28th.
Oh yeah, Cowboys.
So
yeah.
Bears Lions at 12:30, Giants Cowboys at 4:30, and Dolphins Packers at 8:20. Okay, so no
those
Chiefs
are
kind on
of fucking lame lineups.
No, oh no, but then the Chiefs play on the 29th at 3 p.m. The Raiders. Oh. So that's Black Friday, I think.
Yeah, 3 p.m. on a Friday. Such a weird fucking time to play.
No, yeah,
no,
is,
you're right.
That is weird.
On Prime Video.
Oh, and that's
well,
the day
because everyone has off.
Remember, the 29th is the day that the anthology vinyl comes out.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's in my calendar, and then also the Eras Tour book, I believe, is Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So,
oh my
yeah,
God, I'm
going
to have to be
about
lining up outside the Target.
That's right.
Do you think people are going to be like lining up outside of Target on like my street,
dude?
Like,
I don't know. Like, on your street,
yeah,
like in New York,
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Oh, definitely in New York. I'm thinking about like Flemington, like my hometown. Like, is
right because I'll be in fucking Chatham.
That's what I'm thinking. So, like, is that going to be wow? Maybe I'll see
no,
online.
No, no, I'll
at
be
Target.
Back in the. I'll be back in the city. I'll be back in the city
on
Friday morning. Yeah.
I think I'm staying till
why
Saturday.
Don't we both try to get our hands on it? Yep. And if we are able to, we'll just get one for the
for sure,
other.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Target by me is in like, I think like Somerville. Or
like Route 22 or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if
no,
you're Route 22 because you're more south,
no,
right?
No, I'm 22.
Oh, okay.
Or there's, it's near us. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm between 202 and 22. No. The Target by me is like 206. You know that area?
No.
It's like by,
like by Livingston?
No, like Hillsborough area.
I know, I don't
it's
know.
It's hard to describe. Somerville is. It's
I like really don't know the geography of New Jersey that well.
It's all the same in the middle. Right
yeah.
There, you know what I mean?
The middle confuses
it's
me.
It's further southwest of Chatham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So like towards like. New
like
Hope.
I know like my county and above.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I know like Haddonfield and like Cherry Hill and
that's,
below.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know like where I am and above.
Because you're like technically Central Jersey,
very,
right?
I'm like literally smack dab
yeah,
in the middle,
yeah.
Like so center, but close to Pennsylvania. Like I'm only 20 minutes from New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Yeah, we go there. My parents go there a lot for happy hour and stuff.
Oh, love.
It's a lovely little town, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is apparently like the popping spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. It's hopping off. You know who else lives in New Hope, actually, or right around New Hope is Gigi Hadid.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And Yolanda and all that.
Yeah.
They've
yeah. They have
there.
Like a big ranch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
somewhere, somewhere over there. I don't yeah. know, obviously know exactly where. It's all, it's boonies. You know what I mean? Mm. Like it's very rural.
That's my goal in life.
Just
get really, really rich. And have a huge ranch.
That is nice.
And be so rich that people do all like the really hard work for me. But
for
like
sure.
I can get up and like milk the cows.
Yeah, and like
I do
you
like
can
the
do what
easy
you want.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's you're almost like cosplay farm.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Which is everyone's dream, I think.
Yeah.
But okay, yes. Yeah, so we will obviously keep our eyes peeled and our wits about us to get the vinyl
yes,
and such.
Yes. Are there different variants
yeah.
or just it's
no,
just one?
No, I think it's just anthology vinyl.
Okay, got it.
I think. I mean, who knows?
I think so too.
Yeah,
from
yeah,
what
yeah.
I remember, like I don't remember seeing and I don't remember seeing any backlash.
Yeah, me neither.
About multiple variants.
Me neither. Gia, as we're talking about Black Friday, we need to remember that we need to get our heads on our shoulders. The holiday season, the Thanksgiving season, everything is coming up, and I'm looking for a little bit of extra cash that I can maybe get all of the apps for my Thanksgiving party that I'm having at my parents' house. Looking for a little bit of that. I'm also looking to buy some gifts for friends, and you know where I can do both those things?
Where?
Ibotta. I can use Ibotta. I can buy myself some stuff. I can buy some things for everybody else. I can get a couple of dollars back, and I can go head on over to the grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you what.
What?
It's a godsend.
We
it really is.
Love Ibotta.
Love Ibotta, the app.
Yep, the app. It's making waves, and it's making your Thanksgiving easier than ever with cash back on everything you need to make your perfect holiday meal. This month, Ibotta is giving new users 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Mm-hmm. Just add the offers in the app to redeem everything you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt.
Ooh.
Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items from produce to personal care to pantry goods so you can get everything you need for the holidays. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, which we love. We love Macy's.
Love Macy's.
Sephora, Best Buy. I need to get a new camera and more.
Ooh.
That's a needed good, a new digital camera.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe I'll use Ibotta for that.
Oh my god,
that.
You really should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use Ibotta for like I said, I'm making apps. I'm gonna do cranberry brie bites.
Oh yum.
Which is something that we do at my house all the time.
Love.
But we are having family over this year for Thanksgiving, which we don't usually do. It's usually I'm usually either not there. I'm in California. All my friends have babies this year though, so we're not going. And so I'm going home and but yeah, I gotta get to the store. I gotta buy some brie.
Yeah.
The price of brie. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Well, you gotta get you gotta get on Ibotta.
I gotta get on Ibotta.
Get your brie on Ibotta.
Yep.
And download the Ibotta app now and use code TaylorWatch to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast starting November 1st.
Ooh.
Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code TaylorWatch. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use code TaylorWatch.
Before we get off football. Let's hear ye. Draft Queens hath arrived via Draft Kings.
Yes.
So last week, I don't know if anybody went looking for our parlay last week that we talked about in detail, which was close. We didn't get all parts. We got 2 out of 3 again, which is so frustrating.
Yeah, so
but
annoying.
Last week, on DraftKings, there were a lot of different, like, anytime touchdown scorers, so they didn't put us on, like, the little carousel that you can usually find us at. So sorry if you were looking for our faces and you couldn't find them. You can obviously still always bet the same bets that we are talking about on
yep.
this pod, whether you can see our faces or not. But we do like when you can see our faces. And confirmed, this week you will be able to
yes,
see our
confirmed,
faces for
thank
this
God.
Parlay
yeah.
That we've concocted. And the theme this week is places that Taylor has sung about and or has iconic moments in.
Love.
And the first one being Tennessee.
Love Tennessee.
Lots of things. You know, Centennial Park, Bluebird Cafe,
yep.
which I think
Nashville.
Is in Tennessee. Nashville. And you know, she's got a house there. She moved there. I would say Tennessee is one of her most iconic places she's ever been to. And she's
Taylor's
a lot of
songs
crazy
that
there.
Reference Nashville.
There's a lot of them.
I Think He Knows references 16th Avenue, Nashville.
Ooh.
Tennessee, Stella McCartney.
Skipping down 16th Avenue.
And Centennial Park. Someone
Centennial
says she
Park
has an unreleased song called Nashville.
Oh, I've never heard that
some
before.
Random fucking
interesting. A liar, yeah. Probably. We would have known that.
But
that'd
yeah.
be interesting.
So we are going with the Titans
yes.
over 38 points.
Mm-hmm.
So that just means that the combined score of both teams will be over 38.
Yep.
If it hits 38. That means it's a push,
mm-hmm.
and the next line of the parlay, if that hits, then the parlay is still alive.
Yes, and who are the Titans against again? I forgot.
The Chargers.
The Chargers.
Yes, so the over right now is -110, so that's a little likely to happen. We
mm-hmm.
like those odds. We like that number
like
a lot.
Minus.
Yep, love a minus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next city.
The next one is Welcome to New York. It's
been
waiting
for
you.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome
to New York. It's a new soundtrack. I can dance to this beat forevermore. The lights are so bright that they never blind me. Me.
And I said, Welcome to New York.
New York.
It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York.
That just
Welcome
reminds me.
Welcome to New York. And I've got my 1989 shirt
like
on
any
today.
Real love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Perfect. Yeah. The Giants.
I feel bad. Yeah, the Giants.
The Giants.
We're going with the Giants.
Yeah,
I feel bad about hating on Welcome to New York because last night I was doom scrolling
mm-hmm.
and there was like a compilation of like female celebrities talking about how it's hard to be a woman and Taylor's in the speech and she's like, oh, I write too many breakup songs. Let me write a song about how excited I am to move to New York City with my friends and stuff.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah, and then you're guilty.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait, I love that song. Actually, you're so right. Women's rights.
You said you'd boo it.
I really need
no,
to think
it's
before
true.
I speak.
Like, it's true. Like, it,
yeah.
it can, if you are thinking of it in the right way, it can hit you in your feels. And it does hit me in my feels. I think,
yeah.
though, because, like, I moved to New York, like, the year that it came out. So it's a little sentimental for me in that way.
Right.
So I always have that default. But if you don't, you know, if you don't have that emotional connection to it, it's fine to be like, ah.
I would not boo it.
You would never boo it. You would never. We would never boo anything. No.
And I did hear it in real life, and I didn't boo. I just kind of rolled my eyes a little, and then I dance.
And then you stay bopping. Yeah. And then it's great. But yes, okay.
But yes,
so
the Giants is next, and we're going at the over for that game as well. They are playing the Carolina Panthers. Also, she has a song, Carolina.
Oh my God, she does. That's right.
So,
well, that was for
more Tay Voodoo for this one.
Yeah, a lot of Tay Voodoo in every place.
And we're taking the over, which is over 40.5 points. Mm-hmm. And that line is -108. So even more likely than the last one.
Ooh.
Yay. And then our last line.
Let me think of the lyric. Sunset.
LA.
I'm trying to think of Sunset Boulevard. Why can't I think of the words? Drinking on Sunset Boulevard. It's a Reputation song. Gorgeous.
Yeah. So I don't know Sunset Boulevard. I'm thinking of
Drinks on the Boulevard.
Lights in LA. They all wanna say this town is fake, but you're the real thing.
Love that. Love Clara Bow. No, it's literally the fucking. It's her song meeting Joe and. Sunset and Vine.
Oh, whiskey
on
ice.
Yeah, whiskey on ice. That's it. Thank God. I was like, Sunset Boulevard. Whiskey on ice.
And she said, this is
Sunset and Vine.
You ruined my life by not being mine.
Ding.
You're so gorgeous. Wait, could you grab the clicker?
Can't say anything. Oh, yeah. Oh, but not in my non-standing
pants.
Oh,
sorry. Oh. But she also says in White Horse.
Oh, that's right.
This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town.
This ain't Hollywood.
Oh, the
this
very
is
first night. But don't
town.
Forget about the night in L.A.
Ooh, so much L.A.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Flamingo Pink, Sunrise Boulevard.
Pink, that's it. Sunrise Boulevard.
Clink, clink. Clink.
Being what? This young is art. Aquamarine.
I'm looking at this, like, all of the places where, like, Taylor references, like, a place.
Yeah. She's
and
always
someone
referencing
says
places.
Bad Blood.
Oh.
Featuring Kendrick Lamar. Now POV of You and Me, similar to Iraq.
Now POV of You and Me is that Kendrick?
Oh, is that what he
I
says?
Think so, yeah.
He references.
I don't think I knew that he's
yeah,
referencing
what?
Iraq.
Hold on. Bad
Wait,
Blood, Kendrick.
Now POV of You and Me.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I don't hate you, but I hate you or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
wait.
Know Kendrick's rap
Bad
in that song.
Blood. Oh yeah.
I also don't know the raps in.
Oh yeah, he said now POV Endgame. Of You and Me, similar Iraq.
What?
Kendrick feels like the current POV of the relationship is like Iraq, a civil war. He doesn't have any negative feelings towards this person, but dislikes discussing their relationship. Okay, we're referencing the war in Iraq.
We're talking about Iraq and in Bad Blood?
I guess so.
I had no idea. No fucking idea.
I love my hometown as much as I love SoCal. Yeah, that's.
I love my hometown
as much
as SoCal.
And then that's kind of what I'm seeing. There's so many more. Oh, Bad Was the Blood in the song of the cab of your first trip to L.A. So I'll go back to L.A. and these so-called friends who write books about me if I ever make it.
So I'll go back to L.A.
And all the so-called friends who write books about me if I ever made it. And wonder about all the souls who could tell which smiles I'm faking. And the heart I know I'm breaking is my own. To leave the warmest bed I've ever known. Oh, God. So you can call it even. And I'll be yours for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season. We can call it even. You can call me babe for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season. Write this down. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like, getting very.
There are so much singing. Sorry, but like so many good LA songs.
Yeah. So many good LA.
So wow, I'm feeling great about the Rams.
Yes. So we're taking the Rams under 50. That is a lot of fucking points.
I know.
So we're taking.
Wait. Did we say under or over? Under.
Under. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
So we're going under 50 with the Rams. Sorry, I'm getting confused. With the Chargers.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Because there is technically another yes. LA team in there, right? The Chargers are LA technically as well, right?
Yes, the Chargers are LA now too. So under 50, which is minus 110, again, same as the Titans spread. So a little likely to happen, but not like super, super crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you can individually bet these if you want, or you can take the parlay, which is all three bets have to hit in order for you to get your money.
Yes.
And if you've ever wanted to bet on sports and wonder how you get started, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is making it easier than ever. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, select an option like TD scores or moneyline or the over under like we're doing, and pick who you think will score, which if you think a team will hit that moneyline, hit that under, hit that over, and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings.
DraftKings. Thank you, DraftKings, as always. All right, G. One of our favorite makeup besties on the pod, Thrive Cosmetics. I'm wearing full Thrive today, actually.
Love.
I have the mascara on, which I love. I have a little bit of eyeliner on, and it might have washed off now because I was drinking a little coffee, but I had some lip on as well.
Love. And you know what I just realized? We do a show called Fishbowl on Tuesdays.
Oh, yes.
And before I did the show, Grace O'Malley and I were having a little conversation, and she goes, did you get eyelash extensions? And I was like, no.
What a compliment. Oh, my God,
know.
The nicest compliment.
I was like, no, it's just our new partners, Thrive Cosmetics.
Let's go.
And their amazing liquid lash extension mascara. And I'm not even kidding. You guys can ask Grace. This was a straight up real conversation. I was like, I literally love this mascara. It's amazing. You really don't even need like an eyelash curler. It's so great.
No, I never curl my eyelashes, and they always are looking good. Especially, they look great right now.
Yeah.
They look amazing.
Thrive Cosmetics beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty free, which we love. Made with clean, skin loving ingredients, high performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards, which is so important when it comes to anything that's putting on your skin, on your body. So you love to see that. It's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of 5-star reviews. The Liquid Lash Extensions mascara lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. Mm-hmm. And just like Grace said, they look like lash extensions without the damaging glue or salon prices.
Yes.
Seriously, not making this up. Grace literally said that to me. So it was just
it's fantastic.
Best compliment ever.
It's so true. I almost got, before I went to Fran's wedding, I almost got eyelash extensions because I was like, oh, my lashes.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. You know, I was just kind of wanting a little zhuzh. And I ended up canceling it last minute, being like, it's so annoying getting lash extensions. Like, once they start falling off, it looks
like
shit,
forever.
Whatever. And then I, you know, obviously went to the wedding. I brought my Thrive mascara with me. And I'm so glad I didn't get extensions because they just look fucking awesome the whole night. Like,
I was going to say, you're clump-free.
They're clump-free, feeling good, looking good. Like, it was just, it was fantastic.
Love.
Yeah.
So, brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/TaylorWatch. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TaylorWatch for 20% off your first order.
Let's jump into a voicemail.
Yes.
Fabulous.
I will say, not the best selection today, DM wise.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But even still, you know what? People were busy. I don't even think I reposted the. I didn't even because it was election day.
Yeah.
I didn't even repost the
people
thing.
Were busy.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
To be honest, actually. So it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. All right. Let's jump into the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. I love your show. This is Ashley from Illinois. I'm a newer Swiftie, but I've been deep and down the rabbit hole since Taylor and Travis have been dating. I had a theory. I haven't seen anybody else say it online, so I'm wondering what you think. With Travis showing up to the show on Saturday, and he got there at the very end, like he only saw the very end of the show, I am wondering if he specifically came because Taylor wanted him to be a part of whatever documentary that she's filming. Were there ever cameras following her, like any of the past shows that he might have been at? I don't remember seeing it until she started this leg back up.
Oh, that's a good
So I'm
point.
Wondering if she was specifically like, I really want you to be a part of this documentary. We saw he was filmed watching her. We saw he was filmed when he pulled up in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if that's why he ended up coming. Not that he wouldn't want to support her, but, you know, he barely got to see any of the show. So anyway, just wonder what you thought about that. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, Ashley. Thank you so much for calling. That is a great question. I don't know if – so I have two things going through my mind. One is that I think Travis – it's almost like, oh, I'm going to pick my girlfriend up after she's done with work.
Yeah, know? Totally.
So he, like, shows up a little early, catches, like, the surprise songs, and then, you know, obviously they were leaving together. I do think, though, that it's convenient that they were filming at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's been filmed. If he's in it, I'm sure he's been filmed already before now.
Yeah, I feel like
now.
He's been filmed. And I feel like, do you think, like, him coming on stage in London wasn't filmed?
That's right. Good question. So
you know,
that had
like,
to be
I feel like it had to
way.
Be filmed some way.
Here's a question, Jay, that I've wondered always. Hmm. Do you think that when the, you know, the film, or when they have the cameras on her literally during the show, project up on the screens, do you think those are recording?
That's a good question.
Because she's got endless footage.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like they have to be.
Show,
I feel
right?
like they have to be.
Like, obviously, they're live broadcasting.
Yeah.
But are they also
I think
recording?
Everything's being recorded.
I would
think
so,
audio's
too.
Being recorded. I would think video's being recorded.
I
just
would think
like,
so, too.
I mean, we do, like, Chicks in the Office does that for every show.
Right,
like,
right.
Even if they don't use the footage, like,
it's still good to have.
We used to do that with Plan Bree. Like, yeah,
totally.
Like, there's...
Moments
there's definitely
in the future. You
yeah,
always,
and like, what if something crazy happened that you would
right.
want on film? Like, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I don't think, I, you know, I mean, obviously, there's no way of me knowing this for sure, but I don't think there was probably any specific talk about like him being in the documentary, because I don't know if that's very like authentic to be like, hey,
true,
like come to my
like,
show,
hey, babe,
so you can
come
be in the documentary.
Right, right.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just more like a. He had probably had practice or
yeah.
whatever training, and yeah, picking up the girlfriend from work, catch the tail
he's
end,
in town,
catch the surprise
right.
songs.
He's kind of in town. They do have it. Maybe it's like a hey, you know, hey, I'm coming by the show. Oh, FYI, they are filming today, and it's
right.
like, oh, great, okay,
right.
I'll let you know when I pull up if they want to get some B-roll of me getting out of the car.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Giving Tree a hug,
right?
And you know,
yeah, because they did film him getting out of the car and
yeah.
stuff. So like,
yeah.
definitely, I feel like there will be some Travis.
Definitely.
Tidbits in
definitely.
The documentary. I feel like he's been such a vital part, and I mean, she shouted him out on the for her VMA being like he adds such like a happiness and magic to everything. So
yep,
like, yeah,
yep.
I feel like he adds a important aspect
absolutely
to her life
someone
that will
said,
need to be added.
Someone said online like that Travis, like whether they, I don't know how it was worded. It wasn't like whether they like it or not, but it was kind of like the Eras Tour. Is the beginning and heavily the part of like their story together. Like,
yeah.
The reason that like Travis went to her Eras Tour
yeah.
concert with the hopes of meeting her and asking her out.
Yeah.
And because he talked about it is how that ended up happening. So
yeah.
it is kind of intertwined. Like it would be weird, I think, to watch an Eras Tour documentary and not mention him at all.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
agree.
He will definitely be a part
I mean,
of it.
I mean, even Joe got you know. Like a fucking crumb
yeah.
in Miss Americana.
Little, yeah, exactly. A little
yeah.
back of his head with a hat
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. So
yeah.
I think that that yes, it makes sense for that to happen. I don't know how planned that all was. I'm sure it was just like convenient timing worked out. They were filming. I think that they've been filming now all the shows like
yeah.
that, you know, especially in the last couple shows in the U.S. Like
yeah,
I think
they were like, this is like the fifth show in a row that
yeah.
she had
so
a camera crew
filming.
Following her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, great question though.
Yeah.
And I would, if anybody knows anything about concerts like that and if they know if they're like recording the footage that they're broadcasting to the stadium, I'd love to know. I'm just curious
yeah.
about that. Would love to know.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. My name's Duffy, and I'm from Texas, and it's Wednesday. So, obviously, as a woman who also has three daughters, it's been a rough day today. And, obviously,
so
everyone's
wrong.
Been listening to Figure, which is totally appropriate. Totally get it. I agree. But... the song that I've had on repeat all day is Evermore featuring Bon Iver, and I just have a new appreciation for that song. It's kind of like an overlooked song, and Gia made me think about it because she put it kind of low on her list when she was ranking
Folklore
and
Evermore,
B.
but
I,
wanted to I just wanted
right
to put other 50s now. It's kind of a good one to and it's appropriate for our current time. Love the show. Looking forward to tomorrow's episode. Bye.
Oh, bye, girl. Listen, we feel you.
Yeah.
We feel you.
Evermore.
And Evermore's a great. I was listening to Evermore, the album on the way here, and you know why?
Underrated Gina? Song.
You will like this.
Oh,
because Cowboy Like Me's been stuck in my head for like 3 days, and that's really not even like. Yeah. I like that song, but not. I never thought much about it. Honestly, was like, sometimes a skip for me. Just not. I know, sacrilegious to say, because it's got that country vibe.
No, I get
I have
it.
To be in the right mood.
I
for
did
country.
Not like when I. I'll never forget listening to Evermore for the first time. I did not like that song. I was like, skip.
Oh, yeah. It just wasn't. It grows on you. It's been stuck in my head, and I listened to it today through the lens of like it's Taylor and Travis's song, and I like it so much more now. So it just was lovely. But she's so right. Evermore, the song featuring Bon Iver, is extremely underrated.
Yeah, and I feel like the ending has like a little bit of a hopeful vibe, which is nice to have. And something I realized yesterday, which is why I picked this question kind of, but she has so many songs that kind of like apply to this situation.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like I've been having I Hate It Here, Mad Woman, Smallest Man, just like on repeat, like all fucking
the
day.
Man.
The Man,
the
yeah,
man's a
yeah.
Great one.
Yeah.
A great so it, the man, if you're in the maybe I'm just insane. It's so easy for me to cry, I think is also what it is. But if you listen to The Man and like at the concert, I cry when The Man comes on. Like it's just like it's that feeling of it feels so real. Mm. Like especially when you think like I could cry right now. You think about it and it's like I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Like that those words, like
especially working like a male dominated.
No, totally. Yeah. I think right. It has probably a lot to do with like where we work, but it is like it's like fuck, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's that frustrated feeling and you know Female Rage, the musical, all the above, like all those things, like it's you can listen to Taylor like through this too.
Yeah.
You know?
And all the Trump supporters, you guys can listen to Change and Long Live and Celebrate.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get
There's
your
songs
yeah, right.
for
all
everyone.
The Trumpy girls, get yourself some Long Live. The walls we crash through.
Yeah.
Except for the glass ceiling, but
yeah.
So you're not forgotten.
Yeah. Wait, okay, one last one.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. It's Connie. I'm calling
Connie.
With
Love
much excitement because I just scored tickets to Toronto Night 4 at face value.
No shit.
My question for you ladies is, as people who have gone to the concert many times, what is something that I should do? And I mean this, that sounds silly, but I mean, what is one thing that I should take in or any advice for someone going to their first Eras tour? I'm worried that it's all going to go by so fast and I won't have time to take it in. So any tips would be much appreciated. Thanks, ladies. I love your show. Bye.
Yay, we love you. Great question, though. What do you think?
I was going to say the one thing I regret from Miami is waiting in that fucking line.
Right.
And I feel like I didn't have time.
Oh, my God, but here you are.
Oh, I know. With it. With the sweatshirt that I like ipso facto spent like $300
on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I feel like I wasn't able to, you know, sit in my seat, get a drink, you know, maybe get a little snack, sit there and picture everything, take a breath, you know, gather my thoughts, gather my feelings. I kind of just jumped right into it because I jumped right into Gracie and then this show started 10 minutes later.
Totally.
So I would say get there nice and early, eat something, sit down, have a drink, enjoy your friends.
Yep.
Get to your seat, you know, take your time.
Take in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because the atmosphere itself, the anticipation leading up to the concert.
Trade
bracelets for sure.
Yeah.
And don't feel like weird about that. Like everybody, you'll see everyone is there with bracelets. Like I think
everyone's just scared to ask. So
everyone's scared
to
ask. Right.
Yeah.
You know who's not afraid to ask are the kids.
Little kids.
Like, little
kids they're
so cute. They're so cute.
That's how I traded with Hoda.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Kids are not afraid to ask, but like people are wearing bracelets and they want to trade. They want to have fun. They want to have the conversations. They want to compliment each other's outfits. Like I think that right. Like the kids are so good at that. They're so like, I'm just here to make friends. But as adults, it's hard to like, I don't know, make friends.
No,
like,
totally.
It's just a little awkward.
Yeah. Like why are you approaching me? Like,
yeah. But
saying like,
let's
trade bracelets.
Exactly. Yeah. But this is the place. That's why you wear it. You know, that's why you want to have fun. You want to talk about it. What surprise songs you're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Like those kind of conversations are fun, but also you're right. Take in the atmosphere. Like, you know, if you have your heart set on merch or something that you're really looking forward to, like,
Get there earlier
than you like.
Earlier than you think.
Than you would ever think.
Yeah.
Right.
Like go when the door is open.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't care so much about, like, I like merch, but I am not I'll usually just wait for it to come out online or something like that. So that it was never like an issue for me, but it is to like, the food thing. Don't, I wouldn't drink too much if you're a drinker. I'm a drinker, but like
I don't drink at all when I go.
No. Just I think I had like one, I had like a tall boy, like high noon or something.
I'll have like one or two.
On.
Just to calm myself down a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Like that's, it really doesn't, because you don't want to be drunk. You don't want to be peeing 100 times during the show. Like it's a long show. Comfortable shoes, cannot stress it out. I wore sneakers last time and I felt like an old lady loser, but I'm so glad
so
I did.
Smart.
Like
yeah.
I'm so glad I did. If you have cute sneakers, like I have other cute sneakers that I could have worn. I just like forgot them at home, but like, definitely good footwear. But I would say, and I don't know if people will agree with me, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this either, but try not to worry about recording the concert on your phone so much. Like that was something that I did in Miami where I recorded some, and there were some moments where I was like, damn, I wish I got that on my phone so I could like watch it again later.
Yeah.
But I was also really happy to have not been recording because I experienced it in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that like watching it and like taking it in while you're there is like you'll be able to find videos of the Eras Tour everywhere in your life. You know what I mean? Like you can watch videos for the rest of your life that it doesn't necessarily have to be on your phone, but watching it and taking it all in real time without worrying about like recording it or whatever is, I think, kind of important. Like,
yeah, that's it's a just good way to live in the moment too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Live in the moment and just like really absorb it. And it's like, it's a show to be watched that way. You know what I mean? Like it's just,
totally.
It's so fantastic. And yeah, the energy, like the when it starts, like that, the countdown, when you start hearing You Don't Own Me and you hear applause, those are like you'll feel the energy change in the place.
Yeah,
it's just
so
it's so exciting and so fun, and you're gonna have the best time. But yeah, just soak it in. Make sure you take a minute to soak it in and don't feel weird about that. Like kind of look around and be like, I'm soaking this in. Like make
it's
an active effort. It's overwhelming for sure. It's overwhelming. Definitely.
Okay. DM.
DM time.
The heavy hitter DM.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, Taylor Watch. This is Emily from Baltimore. Love watching you guys every week. Keep up the great work. I wanted to ask you guys about your thoughts on all the drama surrounding the account Taylor Swift Styled.
Yikes.
I know Kelly bought the book. I also bought the book. And both of you seemed pretty supportive of Sarah and her account.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the crazy stuff coming out about her is pretty concerning. Being a gayler, making derogatory comments, mentioning Taylor's eating disorder, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I was especially shocked by the racist comments made recently about Taylor's style since she had started dating Travis. Would love your thoughts on this. Thanks.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, finding out that she was a gayler was enough for me to be like,
that was tough.
I feel really guilty giving this woman my money.
So I have a couple of ways. I've been thinking about this since we heard about this.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to have to talk about it. I am not quick to write someone off, you know, in the same way that I think a lot of other Swifties can be when I'll say this about her. I think she does a great job of finding Taylor's outfits and reporting on them and showing us like we referenced her. We looked at her account today to look at things like those parts of it. She's very good at her job there. I think that a couple weeks ago when we had her book out and we were talking about it here, you mentioned something that I don't think I understood what you were saying at the time, where you were like, it's her. She gives her thoughts and opinions on the outfits.
Yeah.
I thought that you were saying like she describes what's going on at the time, which I think she does do accurately, like in the book. Because I flipped through it again and I was looking at specific times and stuff. I don't think there's a problem with her explaining the tone, or the right word. What people were saying and how people were acting at the time for different outfits or whatever, good or bad. Like, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing to bring up how, like, the public was treating her or how people were talking about her or whatever. It's kind of like, you know, a little bit of a history lesson in media, you know, good or bad, blah, blah, blah. The stuff that, so I don't think, like, you know, return my book or whatever. I'm not going to return the book. Like, that's ridiculous.
No.
But hearing about her at book signings and stuff, talking about like the undeniable like lesbian bi stuff,
like
the signals that she's sending.
Yeah.
Like again, these are conversations that she had in person with other either bisexual or lesbian women, and I do understand a level of like we are both bisexual or lesbian and we're having this like shared moment where we're talking about how we think Taylor's sending us signals or whatever. Like I understand like maybe that's not things are different in conversation than they are written online or wherever else. And I'm not saying that it was right, but I am saying that it sounds a lot worse when it's written than when you're having a conversation. I don't love it, obviously.
Yeah.
No one loves it. No one likes it. It is a little strange, but I guess, I don't know. Like, she didn't write anything like that in the book, as far as I can tell. You know what I mean? Like, she,
yeah.
And that, I think, would have been worse. I think, you know, I don't
this,
know.
This, so, I just, yeah.
But also, wait, so that's one thing. In terms of the tone in which she was talking about Taylor's like football game style, I think that there were a few ways that she spoke about it that were inappropriate.
Yeah,
and she's apologized. She said, I said a couple of words that were misinterpreted or like should have been used in the way they were used to describe what I was describing, and it made it sound a little racist. And I don't totally agree with all of it, but I do understand how it could be taken that way. And she changed it up, apologized, whatever, moved on. I do, though, think that a lot of, maybe it's Swifties who don't necessarily follow fashion or follow the way that people talk about fashion. Like, you know, I'm thinking about Fashion Police. I'm thinking about, you know, Vogue even. I'm thinking about articles online that talk about, that break down outfits and people who, like, don't like how someone dresses or they do like how someone dresses. You can call something tacky and it not be insulting or racist. Like, you can say like, oh, it's kind of tacky, it's chunky,
yeah,
it's
but I think in the context
her tone was not right, but I also want that separate.
And
like,
it was also like
tacky, calling it tacky is not a racist insult. The way she said
yes,
it is what made it,
I think, yeah, using tacky to describe like the style that she has like worn for games is just like, It is a little insulting to like the, I don't know. It just,
I disagree.
It's the context,
only because, well, so right, the context,
it's the context of
it, yes,
of how she used it. The to context, say something tacky, like, yeah, of course,
right.
No, that's not racist.
I want that to get,
yeah, no,
get
of course,
across.
No.
You can call something tacky. To be fair, like, I think
you're tacky, and I hate you.
I think big chunky logos are tacky. I personally, yeah, don't like that sense, yeah, of style, but that doesn't mean that like other people can't like it. Like, and I'm also not saying it's because, like, you know, oh, big chains or whatever. Like, the way she kind of said,
yeah,
something about it or made jokes about it was a little off color, I,
yeah,
think, is what people are talking about. But to not like Taylor's style in specific instances, I think, is okay. It's objective. If you're talking about someone's style,
yeah,
you're talking
about
someone's style, that's, yeah, fine. I think people are also trying to come for her being like, she's letting people talk shit about Taylor's outfits. It's like, people are always going to talk shit about outfits. Like, look at the comment section of any red carpet photo you've ever seen and watch people go back and forth about what that person's wearing. Like, that's just how people talk about fashion. But I do understand the people that are upset about how she was talking about, like, the chains and whatever. And she changed up that verbiage. So
yeah.
I think it's okay. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, really? I think it was a little blown out of proportion.
I think,
the tacky,
yeah,
thing. I think it was a little blown out of proportion. I get what people are saying, but I also think it was a little bit blown out of proportion. The Gaylor stuff is hard to, it's hard to,
the,
know,
Gay, yeah,
defend. I tried, but it's not,
I think,
easy to defend.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I can't speak on somebody's intentions when they,
yeah,
were describing something, whatever. Like, I don't know if she actually had like racist intentions, and I don't think so.
No.
But like, if people were like offended by that, then like I understand why. Like, talk about like a culture in a certain way and describe it as tacky is like very rude, especially, mm-hmm, like when it's things that like majority Black people like brought to like white culture, like big,
mm-hmm,
chains and stuff like that. Like,
mm-hmm,
She probably should have, you know, done a little bit more research, thought before posting something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, really,
it was just she was, I think, maybe being too casual in the way she's talking.
Yeah,
about,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
She sounded like, you know, like my dad. Like, my,
yeah,
dad talks like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and you know, my dad's not racist, but it is kind of like an old timey way to talk about things that people don't usually talk about them like that anymore. And so I don't know. But when it comes to like the style of dress that people wear to football games and in like the football realm, I do think that it is true that traditionally WAGs and football players kind of are showy in the way that they dress.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's loud prints, it's big jewelry, it's, you know, statement pieces, it's the vintage leather jackets, it's the,
yeah,
that's just like the style.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be like classified as a race. I think that it's where it comes from, it does kind of fall into that category, but again, like, it felt like people were reaching on that.
Yeah.
And I understand that some of the verbiage, and again, she changed it up and she apologized. And I think that that's all you can really do. Like, we can't, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to nail her to the stake. Everyone's fuck you, fuck her.
Yeah, no,
like,
I don't
agree.
I'm not on
that.
Like the, I also just like don't believe in like canceling people, whatever. Yeah, and like, I don't think she was had ill intent with that.
No.
The Gaylor stuff.
That's tough.
Tough.
Again, I don't know. That's not my business. It's not in the book, as far as I can tell. Like, unless I missed something.
Like, whatever.
Like
she's allowed
that.
To have her own opinions about whatever. Like, if she talks about it, yeah. Like, it's one thing if she, like, put it in the book. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That's weird, yeah.
To have her own personal opinion, like, okay, that's fine. And she's, like, not really, she's not pushing this rhetoric onto other people. She's not sending hate to Taylor. That's my issue with Gaylors. And people, I've seen so many fucking TikToks, whatever, like, Gaylors hate our show, and that's fine because I have no issue with people thinking Taylor is on the spectrum or is on the sexuality spectrum, like whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no issue with that.
Yeah,
everyone is a little gay at the end of the day.
Yeah,
but it's the bullying and the online like pushing that of this narrative that does not exist, that they want to fit their narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exhausting that I see online that I hate about the Gaylors. It's not that it's not that we don't like that people think she's gay.
Yeah.
It's that we don't like that you get mad at her and bully her and bully other people for when they say, like, yo, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this online. Maybe we shouldn't be speculating about someone's sexuality online because it's literally none of our business. And when she does something that doesn't fit the narrative of that she's gay, then you go out of your way to post this stuff online about how you're so disappointed, how you're disgusted, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
What world are you living in? That's when it gets dangerous. That's when it gets unnecessary for her. I'm looking at this picture right now, and she just said, like she posted on her story. So when I see that particular sequence of colors, blue, purple, pink, I see a part of my identity in parentheses, not hers, which is no one's to speculate on this gigantic stage. And I feel a sense of immense safety and validation and comfort, which is like good.
That's lovely. That's
and
fine.
She says,
there's nothing wrong
not
with
to
that.
Speak for her, but I can imagine that it's Taylor's greatest honor and hope is to witness the undeniable power of the art to bring people together. Like, she's not saying, I think Taylor's bi and she's wearing these colors because blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just saying it was nice to see her wearing colors that made me feel like accepted and loved.
100%. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Sorry, my last point.
Keep going. Yeah.
I did have an issue with the book in general because I thought that it was just going to be a book of here's what Taylor wore.
Yeah.
This is the art, the designers, the stylist, the date, blah, 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 where she went, what she was doing.
Yeah.
The personal opinions and tidbits about her life. Sure, I guess that's fine because it is your book at the end of the day. You can write about what you want. But like, I'm looking at this caption. It's like she talking about how like she would wear crop tops and heels as an armor to disguise the disordered body image issues she was trying to keep at bay. Like talking about how she would spend hours on the treadmill opting for salads during cover stories.
Those are things that are true. But
I
think that that's where it's like agreed.
Like, why are we bringing up her eating disorder? We're talking about her style.
Agreed.
You know,
I do though think that like. So I knew when getting this book that it would be like that because I had been reading her like blogs for years. So I knew what to expect, and I do appreciate her insight. I think that it's not a, you know, it's not a ridiculous thing to think and talk about, and she herself has talked about, and so it's just kind of a. If you were paying attention at the time when, you know, during 1989 and when Taylor, you know, she had talked about a Miss Americana struggling with eating and whatever. And I think that in that time, there were so many things that when you looked back on, you were like, wow, that was it was sad that she said that, or it was sad that she felt that. And you didn't realize it until years later, you know, like it was kind of a wow, in retrospect, that was fucked up, or wow, in retrospect, people were talking to her crazy, or she clearly was uncomfortable, or like whatever. But that happens all the time with celebrities. And so, but I think like, yeah, I guess a lot of people thought that it was just going to be a book about Taylor's outfit,
yeah,
and it wasn't going to have Sarah's specific, you know, parts of Sarah in it as well. And I think maybe that's where people started getting upset.
Yeah, I was expecting a book about, yeah, like her style evolution.
There are other, like, books like that.
Yeah, I should have bought, yeah, that one, because like, yeah, I didn't really want to like see like Sarah Chappelle's like opinion about her eating disorder, like while I'm like trying to read this book, yeah, about like, yeah, Taylor, yeah, Swift fashion,
that's fair,
choices.
That's fair. I do want to say that I think, because you said something that that I think I would like to clarify. How like Gaylers don't like us, they don't like the podcast, whatever. I want it to be very clear that when we are talking about Gaylers, we're talking about the people that, like you described, were,
yes,
forcing it upon, you know,
yes,
or trying to like bully people and whatever. We're not talking about like gay Swifties. Like,
oh,
gay,
no, no, no. Oh, my
Swifties,
God. No,
are,
no, no, no,
no. No, no. And I know you know, too.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because I think that sometimes people get confused by that.
Oh,
they,
oh, my God. No.
They want to say like, oh, I'm a Gayler, I'm a gay Swiftie. And it's like, that's lovely. But we're,
no,
not,
I love
using
the gays.
It, we're not using that,
yes,
in that context.
No, no, no. I
and
love
I think
the
that,
gays.
Just for everybody to know. Because,
yes,
we've talked about it. Obviously, we've talked about this a while ago. We talked about the Gaylers. And I think the comments were like, wow, these like homophobic bitches. Like, I never want anybody to think,
yeah,
that,
no,
of us.
No,
that,
no,
is not,
no,
that is,
no,
not,
no,
what we're,
no,
talking,
no,
about.
No.
We're talking about these, the specific group,
yes,
of people.
The
that
people
is,
that believe that Taylor Swift is, yes, gay and want to push
and
that narrative onto people
and
yeah, and bully,
fake relationships,
yeah, and bully people
and
online.
People fucking, yeah,
yes.
Nuts.
No, no, no.
That's
gay Swifties,
about.
I love you. I want to protect,
always,
you. And you guys are amazing and beautiful.
Always.
Always.
But yes, but I think that, I don't know. I feel bad because, again, we talk about Sarah all the time. We reference her account,
yeah,
all the time. Like, we can't.
People
just,
are just,
I,
so
I
quick sometimes to jump
like,
down people's throats.
Like, I'm not,
yeah,
going to say that.
And I hate cancel culture.
No,
cancel,
I hate it,
culture.
Too.
I hate
it too.
And like,
I think she's,
if she
well-intentioned,
does something, yes, exactly.
Yes.
Like, if she
she's not
did,
an
if
asshole.
She was like, Taylor Swift is gay, and here's why, and
right,
it's because she's
be
wearing this shirt, blah blah blah. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. Like,
that'd be
she,
different. But
she,
that's not what she's doing.
She used words in an ill-intended or misintended way.
Yep.
She did not. I obviously can't speak for her, but like, I don't think she's never had like an inkling of anything. Like, she, there's clear that she did not mean it in the way that people thought it was coming out of when it comes,
totally,
to like talking about the jewelry and stuff.
Right.
And I think that her post about Taylor's outfit and the, I want to say that was like the bi flag is those colors.
Yeah.
I think that totally got misinterpreted.
I think
by
so too.
What
I really,
she
I really
literally
do.
Said like, I'm not talking about
I think
her.
People latched onto it and they were like, fuck this bitch. And then they just were like, she's a Gaylor and she's racist.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, I don't think either of those things of her. Like, I really don't. Like, I think that she is someone who, like, if you followed her and you read her blogs and you knew about, you know, her account and the work that she's done over the years, I think that you knew exactly what, you know, what she meant and what the book was going to be and, you know, whatever. And I maybe feel a little responsible for not, you know, I bring the book in, we talk about it, we're doing whatever. And I just assumed everybody thought that. Like,
yeah,
I don't
but
know.
That's not,
I don't know. I mean, it's not on us, but
yeah.
Like, I think that that was probably an important thing. But no, I'm not here to get my torches and pitchforks and cancel her. I'm not here for
who
that.
Who the fuck else is going to tell us what she's wearing?
I know. I'm going to keep looking
yeah.
at her shit.
Yeah.
We keep looking at her shit. I do disagree with her, though, that she did say one thing in describing Taylor's, like, football game style, saying that, like, oh, she used to wear, you know, like simpler things, whatever, like where she's kind of escaping like her other style, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's weird that she's, or I guess the comments were saying like, it's weird. She's got all the logos, whatever. It's like very, it's people saying it's tacky, but I'm like, logos and shit are back in right now. Like, people are forgetting. Like,
yeah.
There was a time where logos and everything was like, that's what you wore.
And I feel like she's worn logos
she's
like throughout her
off.
Whole career.
Totally.
Yeah.
But
like
there
rep,
a,
there's so much Gucci she would
so
wear during
Gucci.
Rep. Yeah.
They're also though, like it, you know, logos and big branding and things like that come in and out of style.
Yeah, totally.
And it was out of style for a long time. It is now fully back in style. Like, I
yeah.
have, you know, I, like I said, personally, it's not my favorite style, but I still have now a few things that are like kind of loud and logo-y and whatever. And it's like, all right, I'm just trying on something new.
Yeah.
It's a different, a little different than my usual. What's wrong with that? And she's a fucking billionaire. She
yeah.
can, she can wear head to toe. She can tattoo the Gucci logo on her fucking face if she
yeah.
wants. Like, not that she would ever. God, please don't, Taylor. But like, you know what I mean? Like, she can do
yeah.
what she wants. Like, if she wants to buy a big blingin' belt that says Gucci right in your
yeah.
face, let her do it. Like,
yeah.
who gives a fuck? Like, she can afford it. And also, probably, she's probably not even paying for these things. They probably just send it to her.
Yeah.
So it's like, who cares? But I don't think that that necessarily means that, like, oh, I don't like her style. Like, it's just you don't like a trend that she's exploring, yeah. which I think is also fine to not like a trend yeah. that someone's exploring.
The
so,
tortures and picks, the tortures and pitchforks for this whole thing is a little
much.
Unnecessary.
It was too much, yeah. and I couldn't. I don't stand by it, and I feel bad for how quickly that, like, you know, spun up. Like, it's that fucking, happened in the past 2 days.
Yeah, the internet's,
you know,
so crazy. They just see one thing and jump.
Yeah, it's a little
much. Everyone just jumps right on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just, you know, think critically before you...
open the schools.
Yeah, open the schools. Think critically before you try to open... Don't stop thinking the worst
open
of everyone.
Open the schools before all the schools get closed, because Trump is going to get rid of public schools.
He's
so.
Going to close them all.
So open them all
He's
up.
He's closing them all. But I really think, and I think that maybe a message at the end of this day we can think of, or we can take home, is that just try not to think the worst of everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that.
And it's it applies to Sarah. It can apply to us. It can apply to, you know, I guess maybe the people that voted for Trump. It can apply to the people that feel sad about Kamala losing. It can yeah. apply to, you know, Taylor. It
lend
can apply to everybody.
How about lend an open ear.
Lend an open ear.
Listen.
Be a good person.
Be a good person. Love.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Hug each other.
Be cool.
Be cool. Be nice.
Be nice. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard to be nice.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard.
Be
make a strong effort.
Yeah.
Make a strong effort.
Be kind when treat others how you want to be treated.
The golden rule.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey taught us that.
Thank you, Jason.
Try not to fight hate with hate unless you have to.
Exactly.
But all right.
Don't start a fight, but finish them.
But finish the fight.
Yeah.
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 yeah. I don't start fights. I finish them. Yeah. I definitely had like a keychain from Spencer Gifts that said that. But anyway, yeah. So I think everything is just, everything's too heavy right now.
I know.
Everyone just needs to chill out. The weekend is here. Just take yourself out to lunch,
yeah,
dinner.
Go for a nice walk.
Have a little glass of bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not old enough, have a mimosa,
have a juice.
Have a juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your favorite thing. Get a Diet Coke.
Yeah, get a chocolate milk.
Ooh, get a crispy, like a crispy fountain Coke.
A Krispy Kreme.
Full sugar. Yeah, a little Krispy Kreme. A little donut on
Ooh.
The weekend. Ooh, special
Maybe
treat.
I'll get a donut.
Get a little tiramisu.
Oh.
Maybe. I have a tiramisu in my fridge right now that I didn't
Yum.
Eat last night that I got to eat when I get home. But thank you, as always, for everybody.
We love you
for
guys.
The voicemails and the DMs. And sorry if it was not really sorry. We're fine to have heavy conversations. But like,
hey,
you know,
we're a well-rounded
we're
podcast.
We're well-rounded. We're yeah. well-rounded. But hopefully we didn't, you know, alienate too many people with,
yeah.
with the politics talk. If you're yeah. bored of it, just skip through it, obviously. But that is that. We will see you guys on Tuesday. And we love everybody.
Love you guys.
We'll
love you all.
Mwah.